Is The Longest Day a masterpiece of cinema, or is it a long, drawn-out war film? Find out today on Really Old Movies. Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing the film The Longest Day from 1962. Some essential movie details about The Longest Day. Many Axis and Allied veterans who were at D-Day, they served as consultants for the film to help design the look, the actual scenes, that sort of thing, to make it as realistic as possible. And so the basic plot, various sides of the conflict are shown of the leading up to and the actual event of D-Day. The Axis, the Allies, and also civilians. Everyone is speaking their native language, meaning the Germans are speaking German, the Americans and British English, and then the French are speaking French. And it just carries out pretty much the way the events turned out. The Allies are together discussing the plans to invade. The Germans kind of intercept and figure it out, so they're able to have gunmen on top of the shores shooting all the Allies coming up. But eventually the Allies are triumphant and take over the beach and are able to push the Germans back, in which would eventually lead to Allied success at the end of the war. But yeah, that's the basic plot. It kind of carries out the way it really happened, with a couple of different things here and there with the civilians and the actors. But for the most part, it's essentially how it really happened. All right, so now we'll get into my thoughts on the plot. I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought it was okay. I love the heroism of the true story and how incredibly brave the men who stormed the various beaches were. But this particular version is not super interesting. I gave it a 3 because of the actual events, not because the movie itself is that interesting. I thought it was too drawn out, and I thought it kind of cut back and forth too many times. It was kind of hard to pay attention to what the real narrative was. Now, me knowing what the actual event was, and having studied it a little bit, I had an idea of what was going on, but there wasn't really a cohesive story to really follow along. And I don't know, I kind of wish it was more strung together better. But like I said, I love the actual story, what actually happened, so because of that, I gave it a 3 out of 5. In regards to acting, gave a 3 out of 5 as well. I thought it was pretty good. You know, love John Wayne, Robert Mitchum, etc. Great actors, but again, a lot of their dialogue kind of seemed a little cheesy, a little corny. But you can't really blame the actors for that. That's more of a writing and director's thing. It just didn't feel realistic. It kind of felt more of like a stage play, that sort of thing. But like I said, I thought they were great. 3 out of 5. In regards to directing, I gave it a 2 out of 5. I thought the pacing of this movie was very, very slow, very drawn out. It really could have been 2 hours long. It did not need to be close to 3. And like I said earlier with the plot, you know, because there wasn't really a narrative to follow along other than the actual events, it was hard to stay interested because it would keep cutting to the different characters and you didn't really connect with any of them. They kind of felt almost one-dimensional. So, I blame that on the directing. In regards to cinematography and special effects, I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought it had great scenes, great shots, especially when they're storming the beaches. That was really cool, looked very realistic. But other than that, a good chunk of the movie is spent people talking and kind of planning out the events. So it was very obvious they were on sets. It wasn't real places. So it felt pretty, like I said, it felt like a stage play. It didn't really feel like a movie. So I didn't think that was too interesting, but the scenes at the beaches themselves, I thought were the best parts of the film. And that to me is what gives it a 3 out of 5. In regards to music, I thought it was fine. Gave it a 3 out of 5. Pretty standard movie music, great during the battle scenes. You know, it kind of uplifts, makes you feel good, I guess. But like I said, pretty standard, kind of forgettable. Like 3 out of 5. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 2.8 out of 5, which I'll be rounding to a 3 out of 5. So would I recommend this film? No. Maybe if you're a John Wayne or a Robert Mitchum fan, sure, but I would really stick with Saving Private Ryan if you want to watch a D-Day film, a film about D-Day. Even though Saving Private Ryan is a little bit longer, or maybe about the same, it really goes by quick. It's a lot more engaging. You're really connected with the characters. You know, we're not jumping back and forth so much between the different sides. We really just see the one side. And I think this film could have benefited from that. I know they were trying to give a broad stroke, kind of show all sides of it, which is cool. You don't see that too much, but it really was too much. So yeah, I would say no. I would say stick to Saving Private Ryan or to History Channel documentaries. If you want to see something more in depth and longer, I would say stick to documentaries. It's pretty tough to adapt this as a movie and try to show all sides of it. But yeah, those are my thoughts and feelings on The Longest Day from 1962. Again, I thought it was pretty long and drawn out, didn't really need to be. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe to our Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.